Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, yesterday I celebrated my birthday, so I'm another year older and another year wiser, and I'm always fine, and I'm always looking good. So I'm just adding to my sex appeal now, lady. So you're listening. I'm the sexiest man on the radio. All right. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 60 degrees. The sun is shining. The sky is a little cloudy, but the weather is nice. And it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. It's a great place to be right now during the wintertime, even though it's not exceptionally cold, because usually the wintertime in the desert is very cold. But it's not cold at all right now. It's about 60 degrees, and it's pleasant. So it's a good time to come visit in Las Vegas. Except we still have the virus here, so you got to make sure you wear your mask and you have social distancing. And when you go into places, you got to make sure you wash your hands wherever you walk around. And any place that you touch, you got to make sure you wash your hands after you finish playing on the machine. So that's my reminder to everybody that comes to Vegas. Make sure you wash your hands, make sure you wear your mask, and make sure you have social distancing, 6 feet between people, so that you're not apt to catch the virus or to spread it to somebody else. All right, well, let's talk NFL football. We had good football this week. All right, this is week 15 that we just had this past weekend from Thursday to Sunday. So, DJ, Papa D, what did the games look like on Thursday?
Happy birthday, G-Money. Week number 15. Game 15. Number one, which was last Thursday night. The L.A. Chargers beat the Las Vegas Raiders 30-27. You bet on Raiders and under, and it was Chargers and over.
Man, I can't believe the Raiders didn't win. And they were playing at home, too. They were playing in front of a Las Vegas crowd, and they couldn't win. Man, I don't know about them Raiders, man. This is their first season in Vegas, and they're not going to even make the playoffs. That's a disgusting sight. The Raiders, man, I don't know about them. But anyway, so I bet on the Raiders, and they lost. So that's a loss for G-Money to start the week off with a loss. Oh, man, Raiders, you're disappointing. All right, next game.
First game on Sunday, game number two, the Buffalo Bills beat the Denver Broncos 48-19. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Bills and over.
All right, that's a win for G-Money. That was almost an automatic win because the Buffalo Bills are in the top of their division, so they're ready to make the playoffs. I think they're going to be an automatic in the playoffs. I think they cinched the playoff spot with the win this weekend. All right, so that's a win for G-Money. Buffalo, get down, Buffalo Bills. All right, game number three.
Next, the Chicago Bears beat the Houston Texans 36-7. We've been on the Bears over.
Okay, I heard you say the Bears. Who did they play this weekend?
They beat the Houston Texans 36-7.
The Houston Texans. All right. Yeah, good job, Bears. Way to put it on them, Bears. I knew Houston had just had a lucky week and won that one game. So they're out of it. They don't have a shot for the playoffs. But the Bears have a shot to make the playoffs. So good job, Chicago. All right, that's another win for G-Money. That's two wins for G-Money and one loss. Raiders. Damn Raiders. Game number four. You just said the Bears and the Houston Texans.
Oh, okay. All right, I was looking at the wrong week. So the Chargers beat the Raiders and the Bills beat the Broncos. Game number three, I'm sorry, the Green Bay Packers beat the Carolina Panthers 24-16. Did that on Packers and over. It was Packers, but...
All right, Packers with the win. They cinched the playoff spot, so they're already in the playoffs. In fact, they'll get a bye the first round of the playoffs because they're number one in their division. So they're going to get a pass. They're going to get a bye, and then the other teams will play for the wild card spot. But good job, Green Bay! I really like Green Bay, so I think they're going to do well in the playoffs. I don't know if they'll win in the Super Bowl, but they're going to play good, whatever their game is, because Aaron Rodgers is on fire. All right, that's another win for G-Money. So game number five.
Game number four, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Houston Texans 27-20. You bet on Colts and under. Colts and under.
You already said that. The Colts beat the Houston Texans. We already said that.
No, actually, what I said earlier was the Bears beat the Houston Texans. But I was reading off of Week 14. So this week, the Colts beat the Houston Texans, and the Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings 33-27. You bet on Bears and under, and it was Bears and over. So,
right.
So game number four, the Colts beat the Texans.
Okay. So what's my record now? How many wins, how many losses so far?
So if we're going to include the Bears, 1, 2, 3, 4 wins and 1 loss.
All right. So that's 5 games. And I'm 4-1. All right. Game number 6.
Game number 6, the Tennessee Titans beat the Detroit Lions 46-25. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Titans and over.
All right, Titans. Well, I'm sorry the Lions didn't win. I'm sure they played good. But now it's time for the real Warriors to step up, get ready for the playoffs. And the Titans are ready to go to the playoffs. In fact, I think they're winning their division, so they'll probably get a pass the first round of the playoffs. And I don't know if Detroit is going to make the playoffs. I don't think they have enough wins in their column to make the playoffs. But the Tennessee Titans do. So that's another win for G-Money. All right. Next game.
Next up, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Washington football team 20-15. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks. Under.
All right, Seattle. Way to win, big guys. I think Seattle is in third place in their division, so they're going to have a tough time in the playoffs. They're not going to get an automatic spot in the playoffs right now. They may have to win another game to see if they can get a playoff spot. Because they haven't cinched the playoff spot yet. But go, Seattle, go. All right, Seahawks. And that's a win for G-Money. All right. Good job, Seattle.
Next up, game number 8. The Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots 22-12. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins, but under.
Right, Dolphins. All right, good job. And they got a new quarterback, a Samoan guy named Tua Tua. And he's playing hell of ball in Miami. All right, good job, Miami Dolphins. Especially beating the New England Patriots. First time in 10 years the Patriots aren't going to the playoffs. Ha, ha, ha. They're going to sit home and watch the Super Bowl. It's about time. They've been in every Super Bowl in the last 10 years. So now they can sit home and watch everybody else play. Good job. Good job, Miami Dolphins. That's a win for G-Money, too. All right. That's another win for G. Beating the New England Patriots. Sit them down. Sit them down. Next game.
Next up, game number 9. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 40-14. Then a Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and over.
Yeah, that was an automatic win for everybody listening to my radio show. They beat Jacksonville, and I knew Baltimore was going to beat Jacksonville. That was an automatic win for you. So if you bet on that in the sports book, that was an automatic win. So good job, G-Money. That's another win for G-Money. Yep. All right, next game.
Game number 10. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Atlanta Falcons 31-27. Both games. You bet on Buccaneers and over, and it was Buccaneers.
All right. Good job, Tampa Bay. Yeah, Tom Brady had a good game. He came from behind in the second half. And he threw like 3 touchdowns in the second half to bring them back so they could win the game. They were kind of hesitant for a while. but they ended up winning the game. And that's another win for G-Money. All right. Good job, Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs, but they'll be close. They're trying to get in. So we'll see if they got enough wins to get into the playoffs, get into the wild card playoffs. Next game.
All right, going into game number 11, you are 9 wins and 1 loss so far, so you're doing pretty good.
All right.
Game number 11, the Dallas Cowboys beat the San Francisco 49ers 41-33. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the 49ers. They just fell apart. And they were playing at home, too. And they let the Dallas Cowboys come in their home field and beat them. Oh, sorry, Cowboys. Oh, I'm disappointed in the 49ers. San Francisco let me down. Oh, man, if the Cowboys win a game, and the Cowboys might think they're going to make the playoffs now. But they're in a sorry division. So if they win a couple of games, they may be tied with somebody in first place. So I don't know. But I don't want the Cowboys to make the playoffs. So they can't win next week. Because they may start getting a little attitude. So that was a loss for G Money. So that's 2 losses for G. So it's okay. Even though the Cowboys won, I don't like that idea. But they ain't going to go nowhere. Cowboys won't even make the playoffs. All right. Game.
Game number 12. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Philadelphia Eagles 33-26. You bet on Cardinals and under. It was Cardinals, but all.
Yeah, that's another win for G-Money. Arizona Cardinals finally got back on the winning streak. I hope they win enough games to make the playoffs because I'm not tired of watching Arizona play yet. They have a good team. And they just, they peter out from time to time. But they have a good team, and they should play good in the playoffs. So, looking forward to Arizona Cardinals making the playoffs. I think they got a shot to make the playoffs. But the division they're in, they got a lot of tough competition in that division. Everybody in that division has a lot of wins. So we'll see if Arizona makes the playoffs. At least if they get a wild card spot, that'll be good for Arizona. So that's a win for G Bunny. That's another win for me. Now, this is the kind of week I like to have, y'all. Automatic wins every game because G Bunny's on top of his game. All right, next game, please.
Game number 13, the New York Jets beat the L.A. Rams 23-20. You bet on Rams and over. It was Jets and under.
I can't believe that. The Rams are in first place in their division, and they get beat by the last place team in their division. I can't believe that the Rams let the Jets beat them. The Jets haven't won a game all year, even though they almost beat the Raiders. And that was a really lucky game for the Raiders that they didn't end up losing to the Jets. But the Rams losing to the Jets? Oh, come on. That's really bad. That should have been an automatic win. The Rams playing the Jets should have been an automatic. I probably called it, too. I probably said that was an automatic win for the Rams. And they end up losing to the Jets? Oh, God. So the Jets get one win this season, y'all. That's their only win in season 20. This is it. That's their only win. All right. Well, the Rams are still going to the playoffs, so it's not a downfall for the Rams, but they should have got a bye to go into the playoffs, and now I think they jeopardized their bye. So they may have to play for a wild card spot. All right. Well, that's a loss for G-Money. I can't believe I lost the team to the Jets. Oh, the New York Jets? Come on. Oh, that's ridiculous. A first-place team lost to a last-place team? Oh, come on. I can't get over that. That's like when the Raiders almost lost to the Jets. That goes to show you how sorry they are. Okay, well, that's a loss for G-Money. Let's move on. I'm tired of thinking about that game. Next game.
All right, so far you have 10 wins and 3 losses. Next up, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the New Orleans Saints 32-29, another close game. You bet on Chiefs and over, and it was Chiefs at over.
Yeah, I always bet on the Chiefs to win. I knew that was going to be a tough game. In fact, that was like the Super Bowl. The Chiefs and the Saints, that's like a Super Bowl game. In fact, I think that's what the Super Bowl is going to look like. It's going to be the New Orleans Saints playing the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's going to be the Super Bowl. So we just got a preview of what the Super Bowl looked like. And the Saints were playing with their number one quarterback, Drew Brees, but he had 11 ribs broken. So he was out for 3 weeks trying to heal up. But he decided he wanted to come back and play in the game against Kansas City because he knew Kansas City was a good team and their second-string quarterback probably couldn't have handled it. But he played good, even though he's surviving off of 11 broken ribs. So he played well. All right. Good job, Saints, even though you lost, but you played well. All right. Kansas City's an automatic win. Most times, Kansas City, anybody they're playing is an automatic win for Kansas City because they're just a tough team. Man. So that's another win for G-Money, even though it was over my Saints, but it's okay. All right. Next game.
Game number 15, the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants twice. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Browns, but under.
Right on Browns. I think the Browns are going to the playoffs, y'all, the first time in 5 years. The Browns are actually going to the playoffs. They're going to have a wild card shot. Yes, sir, Cleveland Browns is back in the house. All right, good job, Cleveland, for beating the Giants. And the Giants were playing pretty good. They had like 4 wins in a row, and then they lost last week. So, yeah, it was Cleveland's turn to step up, and I'm glad they did. They had a good defense. They had a good offense. It was a good game. All right, Cleveland. So that's another win for G-Money. Yep. All right, G. Okay, next game.
The last game, game number 16, is the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're playing tonight in Cincinnati, and you're betting on the Steelers and under.
Yeah, I was going to give Cincinnati the nod because they got 13 points. The sports gave Cincinnati 13 points. But I don't think that Pittsburgh is going to lose three in a row. I think they are going to be winning. They will win this week. They will win tonight for Monday Night Football. So they'll be back on the winning streak, and they're going to try to earn a playoff spot. They need to win to cinch a playoff spot. So they got to win. So I'm betting on Pittsburgh to win tonight. And that'll be how many wins for me this week, Papa D?
So far, you have 12 wins and 3 losses.
Woo-wee! Boy, G-Money did it this week, y'all. See, I told you I could pick a winner. I could pick a winner. You guys should have been following me all year. I had a couple of weeks that I was off, but other than that, I'm in the house. That's right. I'm still in the house. So that's good. Tonight I'll win, and I'll end up with 13 wins this week. It's my birthday week. Of course I'm going to have good luck this week. Yep. I told you guys it was my birthday. Not only am I looking good, but I'm smart, and I'm picking good too. All right. All right. So that's it for NFL football week number 15. Next week will be week number 16 and then week number 17. They only got 2 weeks left in NFL football. So we want to watch to see what happens, what teams make the playoffs, and they cinch their playoff spot. So we got to see who's in charge in each division, because those, the first-place teams in each division, get a bye. So it's going to be 8 teams that will get a bye. So they won't have to play for a wild card spot. And then they have 6 teams that will have to play for a wild card spot. So that's the way it's breaking down right now. So we'll have 6 teams that will win. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's go over the standings in each division. Do the AFC first. AFC North. Who's winning the AFC North?
AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers are in first place with a record of 11-2. Followed by the Cleveland Browns at 10-4, the Baltimore Ravens at 9-5, and the Cincinnati Bengals at 2-10-1.
Okay. So actually the first 3 teams in the North can actually all qualify for a playoff spot. That's good. Okay.
Awesome.
What?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers is going to cinch the division if they win the next 2 weeks. If they lose one of the next 2 weeks, though, then Cleveland might take over, because I think Cleveland's going to win the next 2 weeks. So that will be what's happening with them. And they will be the representative for the North. Okay, what about the AFC South?
and there's a tie for first place between the Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts. Both tied, both have a record of 10-4.
Indianapolis Colts are in there? All right. I didn't think they'd have a shot, but they won the last couple of games. If they win the next two, who are they tied with? The Tennessee Titans?
Tennessee Titans, right.
Yeah, okay. So they have to win in order to make the playoffs. Okay. That sounds good. Okay, what about the AFC East?
Well, I can finish telling you about the AFC South. Behind the Titans and the Colts, it's the Texans who are 4-10, and the Jaguars are at the bottom with 1-13. So neither Texans and the Jaguars.
They weren't even considered for a playoff spot, so they don't have a shot. You could have left them off. Okay. Next, AFC East.
On the top of AFC East is Buffalo Bills with a record of 11-3, followed by the Miami Dolphins at 9-5, the New England Patriots 6-8, and at the bottom of the pile, the New York Jets have 1-13. They beat the Rams.
All right. So they got Miami and Buffalo at the top of that league. So Buffalo gets a bye, and Miami will play the first round of the playoffs. But the other two teams won't even make the playoffs. So we don't even need to think about them. Okay, what about the AFC West?
Kansas City Chiefs at 13-1 are on top of the AFC West, followed by the Las Vegas Raiders with a record of 7-7, and the Denver Broncos and the LA Chargers are both at 5-9.
Oh, okay. Well, nobody in the AFC West except for the Kansas City Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. The Raiders won't even qualify for the playoffs. Well, I guess they're in second place. They may have a shot, a real slim shot, if they win the next two games of the league. They may get a shot to be a wild card in that division because they'd be second place. So, yeah, they may have a shot. So we can't count the Raiders out. They may actually have a shot. Okay. Kansas City and then the Raiders. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Okay. What about the NFC? The NFC North.
The North. The Green Bay Packers are leading the NFC North with a record of 11-3, followed by the Chicago Bears at 7-7, Minnesota Vikings 6-8, and Detroit Lions 5-9.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like the Bears and the Packers are the only ones in the North that are going to go to the playoffs. The others, I don't think, will have a shot. Okay. What about the NFC South?
New Orleans Saints are on top of the NFC South with a record of 10 wins and 4 losses, followed by Tampa Bay with 9 wins and 5 losses. The Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers are both tied at 4 wins and 10 losses.
Okay, well, we ain't worried about the bottom two. They won't have a shot for the playoffs. So it's just the Saints. And who'd you say? Who's the second place under the
Tampa
Saints?
Bay. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Oh, Tom Brady may still make it to the playoffs, huh? Okay. That sounds good. All right. So that's what the playoff spot looks like in the South, isn't it? All right. What about the NFC East?
NFC East. The Washington football team is on top of that stack with 6 wins and 8 losses.
Sorry, division. Okay. Okay, Washington. Who's in second place in that division?
The Cowboys and the New York Giants are tied at 5 wins and 9 losses. But the Eagles are not far behind with 4 wins, 9 losses, and 1 tie.
Man. So the Eagles.
So anyone
possibly
can still win that division.
Yeah. Well, Washington's gonna looks like they're gonna get the bye, and then whoever finishes second will get a wild card shot. So all of them are sorry in that division. I don't think they'll go very far in the playoffs anyway. Okay, what about the NFC West?
NFC West. The on top of the NFC West are the Seattle Seahawks with a record of 10-4, followed by the Rams at 9-5. The Arizona Cardinals at 8-6, and at the bottom are the San Francisco 49ers with a record of 5-9.
Oh, okay. Well, we got Seattle, I think, has a cinch the playoff spot, and the Rams is second, and Arizona's third. We got to see which one of them is going to win the next 2 games in this season, and if they'll qualify for a playoff spot. So Seattle is already cinched the playoff spot. So now we got to see if the Rams are going to cinch their spot and if Arizona's going to still be in the running. So, okay. So that's NFL football for right now. That's what the standings look like, people. So that's what we're working with, getting ready to go into the last 2 weeks of the season. This is NFL week number 15, and I'm G Money. I have 13 wins and 3 losses. Well, I'll have 13 wins after tonight's game. So I got 12 wins, which means I'm on top of the pack here in my house. That's right. That's right. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was riding my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha. And we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker. And I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it.
Boom, boom, bubba-dum, boom, 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 bubba-dum.
Oh, yeah. a big old butt. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. And all my girls around the world got big old butts. All my girls around the world got big old butts. You honey got big butts. Girls all over the world. I got girls all over the world. These girls all over the world. These girls run the world. These girls run the world. They both got a so bad.
From having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard's, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm glad that you joined the radio show today. Because this is an extra special show. Because it's the day after my birthday, and I'm still celebrating my birthday. Because I'm looking good, and I'm sounding good. I'm enjoying my birthday, because we got Christmas coming up in 4 days, and everybody's looking forward to Christmas. I'm a Christmas baby. So my mama was really happy when I was born, and my daddy was happy, and my brothers, I don't know what they thought about it, but it was okay for me because I was born right around Christmas time. So that was a good day. Okay, DJ Papa D, I think it's time for you to play one of my stories that I recorded for my listening audience. So, if you will, play the story, and I'll be back in a minute for more of this show.
So, I was collecting cans, and that's how I was making my money. I was collecting cans, and I was donating plasma in the blood center. And I had come down the street, and I ran into one of my buddies. He was sitting at the bus stop, and it was like about 1:30 in the morning. I had collected cans at all of the apartment complexes in North Las Vegas, all the ones on Las Vegas Boulevard. I had gone into the dumpster and collected aluminum cans. So I had two big trash bags full of aluminum cans, and I walked up the street, and I saw my buddy sitting on the bench, and he was talking to some girls, and I thought he was waiting on the bus, so I said, "What's up?" And I stopped, I put my cans down, and I was kind of taking a break talking to him, and then the bus came, and the girls got on the bus. And he didn't get on the bus. He stayed and talked to me. So we were talking, and then we were right on the side of Wendy's restaurant. And the girl that was working in Wendy's had come out and got in her car and was driving away. And my buddy ran up to her car and stopped her and started talking to her. And I guess he asked her for some food because she had some Wendy's bags with some food in it. And she gave him the bags. And so he came down to the bus bench and sat down and gave me a package of French fries. So I was eating the French fries, and I was talking to him. And he went, and he ate the hamburger or whatever else, and we got rid of the trash. And I was standing there talking to him, and then this little red Toyota, this little four-door Toyota, pulled up in the parking lot of Wendy's. And two big Mexicans. I mean, they weren't tall. They were like 5'8". But they must have weighed 240 pounds. They were stocky. And they got out, and one dude had a T-shirt on with a tattooed cross on his neck. Like he had a crucifix, had a rosary on his neck that somebody had tattooed on his neck. And that's how they do when they're in jail, you know. They wear a rosary tattooed on their neck. And I looked at that, and I was like, whoa. So him and his buddy get out, and they walk over to the bus stop, and they say, which one of y'all was talking to my girlfriend? And I look at him, and I go, man, it wasn't me. I wasn't talking to your girlfriend. I don't even know who your girlfriend is. And I turned around, and they were talking to my buddy, and the next thing I know, the dude socked me in the head. And I turned around, I said, man, what you hit me for? I told you I ain't talked to your girlfriend. I don't even know who your girlfriend is. And then his buddy socked me. And both of them started swinging on me. And I'm blocking punches, trying to not get hit again. And I'm blocking punches, and I'm trying to defend myself. But I'm not throwing any punches, because I'm steadily trying to talk them out of hitting me. I'm like, man, I don't know who your girlfriend is. I don't know why you messing with me. I ain't do nothing. I ain't talk to your girlfriend. I don't know who your girlfriend is. And I'm steadily talking. And they're swinging on me, and I'm blocking punches and trying not to get hit in the face. And I'm like, but I don't know your girlfriend. Why are you guys swinging on me? I ain't the one doing anything. And the whole time, I'm thinking my buddy's going to jump in a minute, and then it's going to be two on two, and I can fight my way out of this because it'll be two on two. It'll be one on one and one on one. So I'll be able to fight my way out of this. And I'm blocking punches, and I get knocked down. And I go to stand up, and the dude stomped my wrist. And I go, oh, shit. And the pain just runs up my arm, all the way from my wrist to my shoulder. And I'm going, oh, shit, that hurt. And I'm trying to stand up, and the dude kicks me in the stomach. And then he kicks me in the ribs. And I'm constantly telling him, man, I don't know your girlfriend. I didn't talk to your girlfriend. I don't know who your girlfriend is. The whole time I'm trying to explain myself instead of just taking up arms and start fighting back. I just wasn't in the mood to be fighting because I hadn't done anything wrong. So I was trying to defend myself with my verbal compliment. My verbal conversation. I was trying to get him to leave me alone. And at the same time, I kept thinking my buddy's going to jump in, and then we can fight two on two, and it'll be a fair fight. Then I can start getting some licks in. But the whole time I'm waiting on him, he doesn't ever come back. So the dude knocks me down, and I'm laying in the street, and he's kicking me in the ribs. And I'm trying to get up, and the other dude is punching me in the back. And I'm trying to get up, and I'm
trying to block punches to keep from getting hit. And I got to get out the street because I know the bus is going to come, and I'm laying right in front of the bus stop. So I roll out the street, and I climb up, and I sit on the bench, and the Mexican dude says, yeah, I think you had enough. And I'm like, yeah, man, I done had enough, but I still don't know your girlfriend. I ain't touched your girlfriend. I ain't talked to your girlfriend. I don't even know who your girlfriend is. And I'm just saying that. And they jump in the car and roll up. And while I'm sitting there, the police roll up. They cross the street, and they come down the wrong side of the street, and they pull up on the side of me, and they're asking if I'm okay. Do I need an ambulance? And I'm like, no, I'm all right. And I notice it's two Mexican cops. So I'm like, yeah, like they're going to really do something. I just got beat up by two Mexicans. And they're going to have the Mexican police going to come and ask me, is there something they can do about it? Yeah, right. So I said, no, I'm cool. I'm all right. You don't need to call the ambulance. I'm okay. And then they get ready to roll out. And my buddy comes back, and I say, man, where the hell you been? He said, man, I went down the street to call the police. And I said, dude, I thought you from L.A., like I'm from L.A. And he said, yeah, I'm from L.A. I said, man, don't never tell nobody you from L.A., because L.A., we don't run. We handle the situation. And you took off and left me to get my ass whooped by some Mexican dudes. And they were probably coming to kick your butt because you were the one sitting there talking to the girl. So I got beat up because you ran. I said, man, don't ever tell nobody. If I ever hear you tell anybody you're from L.A., I'm going to kick your ass. And I got my bags, and I left and went to the pool hall, which I end up doing the last can. I go into the dumpster in the back of the pool hall, and I collect the cans there, and then I go home. So I go in, and I see my friends in there playing pool and playing on the gaming machine, and I have a couple of beers, and I talk to some of them, and then I go home. And so that's what I did at the end of that night. And then the next day I went to the hospital, and I found out I had two broken ribs, I had a punctured lung, and I had a broken wrist. So that was what I get for not fighting back. And they put a cast on my left arm, and they wrapped up my ribs and stuff. And, well, that's what happens when you don't fight back. It was one of those situations. So now I throw down. I don't bow down, I throw down. And if you want some, you can come get some. And if you're bad enough, take some. Because I'm from the 60 block. That's where I'm from. I'm from L.A., and I'm from the 60 block. And we don't bow down, we throw down.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
They made me the man that I am. Gave you away on your way.
gave you away on your wedding day. I love all the girls in my world. You made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless you every day, because I really understand how love all the girls in my world. They make me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really understand. I really understand, because I really understand. I hope you raise your fears. I gave you away on your wedding day, and you were my friend to the end.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Money presents the dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G Money presents the dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories.
It's the Internet Radio Show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can listen to my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Now it's time for me to involve my fan club. I want to see if my fan club members can identify this movie. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a movie, and I want fan club member number 9 to call in and identify the movie. And if they do that, they can win $50. That's right. I'm giving away $50 to the fan club member that can identify the movie that DJ Papa D plays the short from. So, I want caller number 9. So call in, fans, and try to be caller number 9. And if you know the name of the movie, then you can win $50. All right, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie.
That is one big pile of shit.
Okay, play that again.
That is one big pile of shit. That is one big pile of shit.
Wow, I don't even recognize that one. We got to hear that one more time, DJ Papa D, one more time.
That is one big pile of shit.
What? Did he say that's one big pile of shit?
That is one big pile of shit.
Yep, that's what he said, all right. All right, if you name the movie, you can get $50. So I'm looking for caller number 9, fan club member number 9. And you have 5 minutes to call in and claim the name of the movie. So DJ Papa D, let's play a song while we are waiting on caller number 9 to call in and claim the title of the movie. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Situation.
And I want to tell everybody, yes, everybody pay attention to this. It's my birthday. Today is my birthday. So happy birthday to G Money, because I'm having a birthday celebration. Yes, I'm having a good day. I'm having a great time. A lot of people have wished me happy birthday on the internet, on the chat lines. They've been just wishing me best wishes all day long. And I've been getting hugs and kisses from different women. Every time I see somebody that knows it's my birthday, they've been giving me hugs and kisses. So it's been a good day for me. I'm really excited. I'm having a bunch of fun, and I'm happy to be in Las Vegas because we got a lot of things going down right here in Vegas.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And right now, I'm trying to get the fan club members involved in my show. I'm trying to give them $50 if they can name the name of the movie that we just played the clip for. But so far, I haven't had any fan club members call in and try to claim the money. So it's too late for today. So I'm going to put the money back in my pocket, and I'll keep it until tomorrow when we do another fan club contest to give away $50. But anyway, the name of the movie is Jurassic Park. That's the name of the movie. And DJ, play that clip again, because it's really crazy. He said, I know that shit. That's big shit, or something like that.
That is one big pile of shit.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's one big pile of shit. Yep, that's Jurassic Park. And if you don't know the movie, it's about all these dinosaurs that were made through using DNA, and they created all of these dinosaurs over again, and they're living on an island, and the dinosaurs have taken over the island. So that's what the movie was about. It was a crazy movie. People were walking around the island, and they were getting eaten by dinosaurs. And I guess that would happen if we were on the island with a bunch of 20-foot dinosaurs. We would be food for the dinosaurs. So, all right. So I didn't get a winner for my contest. So I'm going to put my money back in my pocket. And DJ Papa D, I think we can play another song. Or let me see what the clock on the wall says. Well, the clock on the wall says that's almost time to go. And so I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer. He's been playing the music. He played the movie clip, and he's been playing my story for your listening pleasure. So he also helped me with the sports, the NFL football pick that I ended up being 12 out of 15. And tonight, when I win this Monday night football game, I will be 13 out of 16, which is a great week of picking for me. But it's my birthday week. Of course it's going to be a good week for me. And I'm letting everybody know it's still my birthday month. I'm having a birthday until January 1st. Because that's what I do. I celebrate the whole month of December. Because Christmas violates my birthday. You know, Jesus Christ was born the same month, but a different year. So we wishing everybody Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yep, it's a good day to be born in December. And I'm happy to be alive and kicking. And I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters come to play. So I survived the gang wars in L.A., and now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting worldwide, don't you know? So anyway, I want to say, we're going to play a song, and then I'm going to say, I'll see you later, like tomorrow at 3 o'clock for my radio show. But remember, after this song, we're going to pray, because we got to make sure the virus is, hopefully God eliminates the virus, and all of the vaccines that we're getting now for the first responders, and the nurses, and all the people in the long-term care facilities, hopefully everybody is getting healthy, and the virus will be eliminated. So until then, let's play the song, and then we'll pray. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Be careful. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. And have social distancing between everybody. All right. Peace and good night. DJ Papa D, play a song, please. And I'll see you tomorrow. 3 o'clock. I'm out. Later.
Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. GG Money. A AA, a BS, and a BA degree. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. GG Money. All the girls love me, cause I'm blowing their minds. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I pledge the Sunday's Christmas return to peace. GG Money. I was known as Big Brother, Serious Business, that's me, GG Money. I was the step master, big dog on the yard, GG Money.
Well, boy, let's step big dogs on the yard.
I'm GG Money, GG Money. GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money.
DJ Papa D. DJ Big Nasty.
I'm G Money. Put it down, girl. Come on
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.